Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 22, 2021. Symbols of Passover. Question. On Passover, we use a special tray on which we lay out 6 types of food. Why are these species chosen? Answer. This food symbolizes particular types of forces and properties that we go through in order to get out of egoism and achieve altruistic properties. This is all a way out of egoism into altruism. Therefore, it occurs gradually in our various properties. For example, sitting at a common table, necessarily together, necessarily with a tilt to the left, reclining, represents that we are no longer pressured by Pharaoh. We are no longer slaves to our desires. 4 glasses of wine symbolize the complete exit from egoism, which consists of 4 stages of egoistic desire. Matzah represents bread that must be baked quickly because the spiritual exodus from Egypt is very quick and unexpected. Suddenly, a person is caught by a wave and carried forward. There is a change in his perception of the world. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 15, 2019. The Second Egyptian Plague, Frogs. Comment: the second Egyptian plague is frogs. As it was promised to Pharaoh, they will go up and come into your house and into your bedroom and upon your bed. My response: this is about spiritual qualities. That is, no matter what spiritual qualities I want to use, I see my egoism everywhere, which prevents me from doing anything. Therefore, I do not have any spiritual life, which I had at some level before. Question: does it mean that everything I do for myself, both in the family, on the street, and even when I turn to the Creator, it is still so that He would help me? Is that how it feels? Answer: no, this is not how it was for them. After all, these are the sons of Israel, who, in the midst of their egoism, yearn for mutual bestowal, for connection. Egypt, Pharaoh, is their common egoism. And they, while inside it, are trying to somehow be mutually connected by the good, correct actions that Abraham taught them. Question: so, are we talking about people who are already trying to connect in some way? They are not just the people. Answer: no. That is why it is said that they descend to Egypt, where they gradually develop and suddenly discover that 7 years of satiation bring them to a state where, while in egoism, they cannot satiate themselves. That is, they cannot acquire any spiritual quality and fulfill themselves with even minimal spiritual life, although they have an excellent corporeal life. In this respect, Egypt is simply a corporeal paradise, but not the spiritual one. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 30, 2020. Preparing Several Levels. Question: we are studying the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Tiha, again, and everything is seemingly clear. Then something changes and there is a feeling that you are speaking on a very high level. What can we hold on to in order to relate to this insensorily? There is no logic and no feelings and everything vanishes. Could it be that we are doing something wrong? Could it be that we need to somehow change our attitude toward this, or could there be some magical way? There is a feeling that if we begin to study Tiha again in another year and a half or two, we will return to the same state, will come to a halt at a certain point, and then we will once again feel that you are speaking on a high level that we cannot attain. Answer: it is not a high level, but the lowest spiritual level, and we have to ascend to it. The fact that you don't understand what it is about is true. It is so that you will realize that you don't understand anything and that you need to change your conduct and your attitude in order to understand something. After all, our goal is to somehow attain the feeling of the Creator. I can, of course, remain on the same level and speak to you about Sephirot, Patsufim, worlds, etc., mechanically, about the work of the light. but my goal is to make all my students feel the writing sensorially, or at least let them understand that they are not in it in their sensations. How can we attain this specifically? By getting closer to each other, not by formally sitting in a 10. They need to yearn to connect in their hearts and to begin to feel the Creator in this connection. It is not easy. It takes a long time, but it is the way of reaching the upper world. This is the reason we were given this life. This is the way of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can also study the wisdom of Kabbalah formally, purely theoretically. And even not study it, but its application in our world, and how our world is deteriorating and what the wisdom of Kabbalah says about that. We can also implement the wisdom of Kabbalah in order for external unification and for dissemination. This is also very important, but it is not a person's most internal work. We are preparing several levels. On the highest level there are those who can connect with the Creator through the connection between them and convey the upper light through them, the upper energy, the attribute of love and bestowal. Later this attribute will move to a lower level where people can connect to each other on a friendly basis and not spiritually. They will unite and will make up the mass of Bnei Baruch. Since this mass has not transcended the Maxim completely and its major part is on the level of our world, it can connect with the masses on lower levels too and also with other nations and explain the attribute of unity to them, how important it is, and how it can save our world. This is how we will advance. But we need to build all that. I teach everyone, those who can understand that the most important thing is to ascend above yourself, to annul yourself with regard to the 10, and thus connect to the Creator who sets himself as the highest level. The others will work on lower levels, but still each one has his own work he has to fulfill. This is the phase of human development we're in. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 4, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the most important example that parents should give their children? The most important example that parents should give their children is the correct attitude toward society, that is, one of relating positively to others, considering others' needs, thinking how to benefit people, and in general, participating in the creation of a well-connected society. To that end, parents need to critically examine everything that influences their children. Notably, this means rigorously reviewing the material that the children encounter on the internet, TV, books and media of all kinds. We have no desire to restrict children from watching and learning from various media, but in order to ensure that we encourage the creation of a society of happy, confident, successful, safe and supportive people, we need to examine their influences from an educational perspective. To what extent does the material they encounter guide them to positively connect to one another? How much does it include the wisdom of connection and pave a path to a better and more harmonious future for human society? It is necessary to remove all violence, horror and torture out of the material that children consume. Children learn from imitation and examples, and such material gives them very bad examples and inserts all kinds of distortions into the children that can have long-lasting negative effects on their mental and emotional development, and also in their relationships with other people. The main goal of raising children and education in general should be to create human beings in the fullest sense of the term, a society that aims to positively connect above all forms of division, and which relates to other people and to nature constructively. Therefore, our sole concern should be to create a new kind of education system that raises children to become happy, confident, successful and safe human beings by guiding them to build a positively connected, supportive and peaceful society. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The strange process of birth. Question: even if I do not understand what is written in the book of Zohar and yet I read it, will I be able to reveal the degree above me this way? This seems strange to a modern person. Answer: yes, it is strange. But, nevertheless, exactly this is the necessary condition for attainment. Everything is strange in our world. What about childbirth? Isn't this a strange process? We are just used to it and so we think, that is how it is. But in fact, how can this be? Take some creature supposedly from a different world and show it what we have in our world, a lot of unknown, incomprehensible, strange phenomena that do not have a clear cause and effect development. We just got used to the fact that one thing comes after the other because that is how we discovered it, how we learned it. It is the same in spirituality. Development always happens according to the law of negation of the negation. When an upper degree is born, it is born as an opposite to the previous one, out of negation, out of falling out from the previous degree, in spite of it. Therefore, it is always strange, the very process of birth in our world and even more so in the spiritual world. On the other hand, it cannot be different because the ascent to the next degree is a change in the entire paradigm of existence, a change in the entire philosophy, methodology, and attitude to the world. Therefore, to rise to the next degree means to be completely reborn. This happens only under the influence of the upper light. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 7. Is it possible to trigger an epiphany? Question. Sometimes a complex problem stumps a person. You struggle with a solution, but there is no solution. But should you get distracted, and an epiphany falls on you, everything is suddenly solved. Scientists say that almost a third of people solve problems only with the help of an epiphany. From the point of view of biology, an insight or epiphany is the formation of a new neural connection in the brain. You can't create it directly, but somehow, with the help of effort, distraction, by creating certain conditions, it just appears, and in a person's mind it appears as a solution. Do you think it is possible to cause such an epiphany? Answer, yes. This can be done by moral and mental exertion. By placing yourself in a certain external environment with certain people or with nature. A person who is searching for his new spiritual state needs this illumination. He understands that there are forces around us, and he would like to invoke their influence on himself. He tries to do it. There are even all sorts of techniques, both spiritual and scientific, that talk about how to do it. Try it. Comment. Even quantum physics says that a person moves unevenly, but progressively, from level to level. That is, there is a jump through the potential difference, and the person moves, rises. My response. There is a cumulative process, and then a jump. Question. Can an epiphany be likened to such a jump? Answer. Yes, but this is done on a different plane, not in the mind. Not that he can order an epiphany in advance, but he makes a certain effort to do so. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, February 16, 2021. Time of Universal Correction. Comment. Today, artificial intelligence is successfully developing that can be taught both ethical principles, philosophy, and even moral choice. But if the machines are programmed by a sadist, they will surpass any human atrocities. At the same time, they will not be tormented by conscience, they will flawlessly carry out any order. My response, but people too are not tormented by conscience. This does not necessarily require a machine. We do not know what programmers do to us, through computers. Their goals are far from good. Question. Where can this lead if a person continues to go this way in his natural development? Answer. To the realization of the evil of our nature, which we need to correct. If we do not correct ourselves, then we will constantly come across very painful, increasing internal, personal problems, from which we will not be able to hide. They say, this is the society, the state, the world, this is not me. If we do not deal with this immediately, then we will lead ourselves to death, and not immediately, but through great suffering. Any problems will affect each of us, more and more until we finally decide that we must correct our nature. Only this. Nothing else is needed. Our nature is the source of all our problems. We should not think of all this as computerization, programmers, or the elite. We need to correct the nature of all mankind and of every human being. From CAB TV's Challenges of the 21st Century. Introduction, April 24, 2019. Understand yourself. Comment: many young people feel confused in their minds. They are told that they are depressed, and they believe that they simply cannot deal with the world and they cannot figure out what to do with themselves next. My response: it depends on what to take for depression. Maybe it is the search for something special, higher, and the person is in some kind of expectation, perhaps in anticipation, in inner contemplation. They say to him from the outside, "Why are you looking inside yourself? Get out. Look how interesting and good the world is." But what he sees here is just noise and stench. I think one should not be particularly impressed with the world by the way it reacts to us. Let the world be on its own and let the person be on his own. He just has to think seriously about his future, because today, now, in these years, he is deciding his future. First of all, he must think concretely, pragmatically, soberly about what he will live on. It should be higher than a hobby, than perhaps some altruistic impulses, and all kinds of tendencies. The main thing is to give young people a direction so that they have a specialty, thanks to which they will be able to earn money tomorrow. Moreover, a clear, demanded specialty. From CAB TV's Integral World 1, July 13, 2018.